of her race.
Well, Brandon, a few moments ago, I talked a little bit about having an interview with State Senator Tom Hawk of Manhattan, and we now have him on the phone. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you for calling in this morning, and we're fortunate enough that I understand you're going to be giving us some perspective of last night's State of the State address from new Governor Laura Kelly.
I am, and I have the honor of having Representative Tom Phillips ask me to sit with him. So I got to sit on the Republican side of the aisle.
Oh,
a lot of fun for me.
Did anybody get some pictures of you doing that? Holding it for ransom?
I think it could be used for good or ill.
Certainly. Well,
mostly good, I hope.
Give us some of your perspective of Governor Kelly's address.
I thought she did an outstanding job of laying out very forcefully and carefully what she hopes to achieve this year and during her tenure as governor. I think she started out really asking for, hoping for, and expecting to have a really good bipartisan effort to solve some major problems that we need to solve. And one of her quotes, she said, regardless of our state's partisan breakdown, our crowning achievements have always been won on the middle ground. So I think she challenged both Democrats and Republicans to work together, and that was a common theme that ran through her talk. And then she forcefully emphasized her own commitment and her tenure in the legislature and during her career of working and fighting for children. So her first priority was to fully fund K-12 education. But then she jumped right into rebuilding the state's foster care system that most of us realize has been broken for a long time, and the most vulnerable children in our state, some have been lost and many have not been well taken care of, and she said we just have to fix that.
So, how was her message received by some of the representatives and senators on the Republican side?
I think when she really got down to fixing the state's foster care system, at least now, there were a few times I was the only person standing on the Republican side when she talked about fully funding K-12 education and putting the Supreme Court challenge to bed. But when she got to taking care of our state's foster care system and the children, she made a strong statement that these are all of God's children and that we really need to take care of our most needy. And she asked everyone to join with this fight. And she got a standing ovation, I think, from everybody, Democrat and Republican alike, on that.
Well, it's going to be a fascinating session. I know that there's going to be a lot of challenges. And what do you think is going to be the biggest separating point in the legislature this year?
Well, I think it's going to be the issue of Medicaid expansion. And Governor Kelly feels very strongly that for the financial health of our state and to maintain our rural hospitals and to take care of the people who have just not had health care, that we have to address that. There's a partisan block. I think there are a lot of conservative Republicans who have really bought into the notion that we shouldn't be doing that. And I'm frankly a little baffled why we wouldn't want to get our tax dollars that everybody in Kansas pays in to the, we've lost $3 billion already that we paid in that other states have taken, and she pointed that out. But there are a lot of people really dug in that they do not believe that this is the right kind of medical care we ought to give people, that people ought to pay for their own. I sometimes challenge my friends, and I say, well, does that mean you're not going to take your Medicare when you retire? And they look at me sort of strangely and go, well, no, of course. I paid for that. And I said, well, actually, it's being paid by what people pay in today. And she also made what I thought was a really good point, that part of the reason we have increased the number of kids in foster care, I think some 42%, is because we cut benefits that were federal dollars coming down for a lot of the women with children. And as a consequence, if you can't feed your children or take care of them, they get go into a foster care system that in many parts is broken. So she sees that Medicaid expansion, protecting our rural hospitals and taking care of these foster kids, is going hand in hand. So I think that will be quite a fight.
Well, it's going to be a fascinating session to follow along. Senator Tom Hawk, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your comments, and we look forward to having regular visits with you here, typically on Fridays as part of In Focus.
I look forward to that, too. So thanks for the good work you guys do, keeping people informed in Manhattan and the area. Appreciate it, Dave.
Have a good day. 717 and News Radio KMAN. Yes, we're running a little bit behind. Mitch is going to be in with our morning sports coming up next, as got a lot to talk about with K-State stuff, so we'll give him a little extra time to go a little bit longer if needed. 717 at KMAN.